Today our journey through the book of Psalms brings us to the Psalm 121, a song of degrees. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper, the Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil, he shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, and even for evermore. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. As we come to consider the 121st Psalm, I would like to take the unusual step, I say unusual because I've never done this before on radio, of reading the metrical version. As someone who comes from the Presbyterian tradition of Protestantism, I have been accustomed in church with singing the metrical psalms. And I love the metrical psalms. And I love to hear them sung in worship because we sing to God using his word, his precious word. And the words of the 121st are especially precious. And I know that many, many people who have attended Presbyterian denominations, they love the singing of the Psalm 121, and the words are especially precious. So I just want to read these words before I come to think about what they mean. I to the hills will lift mine eyes, from whence doth come mine aid. My safety cometh from the Lord, who heaven and earth hath made. Thy foot he'll not let slide, nor will he slumber that thee keeps. Behold, he that keeps Israel, he slumbers not nor sleeps. The Lord thee keeps, the Lord thy shade, on thy right hand doth stay. The moon by night thee shall not smite, nor yet the sun by day. The Lord shall keep thy soul, he shall preserve thee from all ill. Henceforth thy going out and in, God keep, forever will. What can we say about the 121st Psalm? As I said last time, we are now in the midst of the songs of degrees, and these were literally the songs of the ascents, the songs of the going up. They were songs that were chanted by the pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem to worship God. And Jerusalem sat on the hill. And when the pilgrims came to Jerusalem, they would look at the city upon the hill, and they would look at the great temple which towered above all other buildings. And there they were going to worship God in the way that God himself had ordained. Therefore, as they came journeying with their families and with their extended families and with their communities, men, women and children all together, as they came, they worshipped God. And as Jerusalem came into view, they would have sang the words of this psalm amongst others. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. They looked up to the hills, but they were not saying that their help came from the hills. They were saying that their help came from the God who made the hills. And the hills, of course, represents that which is unchanging. As generations come and go, the hills remain. And they represent the all-powerful God who set the mountains in their place. And therefore they were saying, God is the one who does not change. And they were looking at the temple perched upon the hill, and the temple was where God's presence dwelt. And so they were literally looking for their help to come from God and God alone. And he is the only one who can help us. Whatever our suffering, whatever our trials, whatever our distress, he is the one who can help us. And he alone can help us, because we can depend upon him absolutely and completely. I think of the Lord Jesus Christ upon the waves of Galilee. The disciples were terrified out of their minds because they were caught in the midst of this fearful storm. But the Lord simply arose and he said, peace be still, and all was calmed. He could do what no one else could do, because he alone can calm the storm. You see, our help comes from God. This psalm has traditionally been known as the Traveller's Psalm, and it is a psalm of comfort for those who or on a journey. And this is because the psalmist said in the verse 8, the Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. As we travel, we go out, we leave our homes, and we're hoping, we're anticipating that one day we're going to return. And we can use this psalm as a prayer. Lord, keep me as I go out and keep me as I come in. Lord, preserve me on my journeys. Perhaps you're worrying about someone in your family and in your home, and they're on a journey, they're travelling, maybe they're overseas, you want to see them return home again. You can use the words of this psalm as you pray for them. Perhaps you're concerned about your children, your young folk, and they're now at a stage where they can get out and about and they can drive, and they're on a journey. Maybe they're away from home, college, maybe they're across the Irish Sea or even further. And you worry about them and you fret about them. I know mothers especially, they fret about their children. Well, here you can take the words of this psalm. The Lord preserve. They're going out and they're coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. It is a psalm for the traveller. But we are all on a journey, aren't we? We're all on this journey that takes us through life. And life has many changing scenes. In the words of the Psalm 23, there are still waters, but there are also deep and dark valleys. There are green pastures, and there are also places of barrenness. Yes, we're on a journey that takes us through the varying landscapes of life. Some of these landscapes are memorable, they're wonderful, they make us laugh, and they bring a smile to our faces, and they fill our hearts with that warmth. And other times there are bitterness, and there are tears, and there are heartbreak. Such is life. But as we travel through life, we need to know that God is keeping us, that God is preserving us. Therefore, this psalm is good because it gives us assurance. You see, the psalmist said, "My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth." We can look to God as our help because he made the heavens and the earth. And then he talks about how God can help us. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. As the traveller made his way up the mountainside, there was the danger that his foot could slip and he could have a nasty fall. And he said, "Lord, I need you to keep my feet from slipping." And our feet need to be kept from slipping spiritually. We want to be on a firm foot. We want to make the decisions that are right. We don't want to make catastrophic mistakes. We don't want to fall into dangerous temptations. We need our feet to be kept in a firm place. And it was Jude who wrote towards the end of the New Testament, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." The Lord is the one that keeps us. This is one of the reasons why it is good to be a Christian, because God keeps us. Some people are hindered from becoming Christians because they think that they might slip, that they might fall, that they might not keep their profession. No man ever kept his profession. No woman ever maintained her profession. Only Christ keeps us. I am a Christian only because Christ keeps me. And then the psalmist went on to say, "He that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." God watches over us and he never sleeps. When we sleep, we're not in control. At night time, there is a certain danger because we cannot watch over our homes or our families. That's why we lock the doors. And whenever we lock the doors and we're in a safe area, a safe community, we feel a sense of contentment. But then there's one who never sleeps, who always watches over us. There's one who protects his people. You see, the Bible says nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. There are things that we can lose in life. We can lose our health and we can lose our wealth. And we can lose those who are nearest and dearest in death. But we'll never lose the love of God. And this is something that we have forever. This is another reason why you need to come to Christ. Because if all you have are the things of this life, they will be gone. And they will disappear. And they will fade away. For we are all fading away as a leaf. When we know the Lord, we have that assurance that he never slumbers nor sleeps. The psalmist said, "The Lord is thy keeper." Is the Lord your keeper today? Do you know that you're in the family of God as you're on this journey through life? Or you trust in Christ as your Saviour? I think of the journey he took. The journey from Bethlehem to the cross. I think of the journey that he took from the manger through all of the sufferings of this world, through the rejection of people, through his friends who even turned away from him at the last, through bold and brave Peter who denied him, and through the scheming Judas who betrayed him. As I think of the Lord who travelled through the terrible rejection as the mob cried out, "Away with him, crucify him," and yet all he did was do good and show love. And yet he took that path that led to the cross, that path that led to the crown of thorns and to those nails piercing through his hands and feet. to that place where he suffered the rejection of even his heavenly Father, as he took upon himself the guilt of our sin, as I think of Christ, who cried out, "It is finished." What did he do? He completed a work of grace, a work of salvation for you and for me. Yes, he took that journey through all of the pain and shame of it, in order that we might be called the children of God. You trust Christ who took that journey for you. Trust him for your journey through life, that you will know his grace and his love to be with you. And then you will be able to say, "I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." I thank you so much for listening.